You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the glory and all the praise for giving us the opportunity to gather together one more time this Anointed Tuesday to pray. We move straight into today's prayer. Psalm 18 verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Let's not forget the theme for the month, which we're almost at the end. O Lord, my strength. It's been a wonderful journey learning about the Lord being our strength, from Psalm 18 verse 1 and other related scriptures from which we've been praying. Strength to carry spiritual responsibilities. That's what our prayer today is going to center on. And from Zechariah chapter 10 verse 12, I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. I'll strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. So this is clearly a prophecy and a promise for God's people. Ministry burdens can be heavy, yes. To work in God's vineyard, there are times where it can be very difficult and tough, where it feels like some burden, as Jesus would say. Anyone who wishes to follow after him should carry up his cross, take up his cross and follow. So it can be burdensome, but we know that Jesus' yoke is easy and light as compared to that of the world. Eternal death and damnation or condemnation, eternal destruction can never be compared to eternal life. It can never be compared to serving joyfully in the Lord. There is a difference, a vast difference. As the rich man who died, according to the story that Jesus shared, the rich man who died, he said that, oh, even if you can tell Lazarus to just give me a drop of water. But he said that it's so vast, the distance between those who died in the Lord and those who did not die in the Lord. There's a vast difference. And today, into having given your life to Christ, if perchance you haven't, at the end of the session, there'll be the opportunity to do so, so that you give your life to Christ Jesus and have access to eternal life. So for every worker in God's vineyard, ministry burdens can be heavy, but the Lord strengthens his servants so that they can work in his name without being weary. If you depend on your own strength, you'll be weary. If you depend on your own strength, there are times that you not even want to start at all. There are times that you feel so fearful that you won't even want to start at all, because you realize that the responsibilities are so great and seemingly sometimes impossible. But for with God, we know that all things are possible. To them that believe, you must believe. And it starts by seeing God as the source of your strength and not yourself. So that Zechariah chapter 10 verse 12 can be evident in our lives. as a true promise, as a sure word of God, as a sure prophecy that is living in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, where we never grow weary, but we are always strong, walking up and down in His name, in Jesus' mighty name. Today, our first prayer is from Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And to get the scripture and what we just went through in full perspective, it is to say that understand that ministry comes with demands. As we know from God's word, Jesus said that if you look back, not fit for the kingdom. Also, before you start building, you must count the cost. So you need to understand and accept that ministry comes with responsibilities. But by the strength of God, we shall prevail. And that's why we are praying our first prayer. Father in heaven, I cast my burdens on you. Sustain me and keep me steady, not wavering. In Jesus' name, from Psalm 55, verse 22, look at the scriptures on your screen and the prayer topic and lift up your voice and begin to pray. Casting your cares and your burdens upon Jesus. Not walking alone, but partnering with Jesus. Casting all your burdens upon Him, that you won't grow weary in the name of Jesus. I cast my burdens upon you, O Lord. I cast my burdens upon you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, sustain me, O Lord. According to your word in Psalm 55, verse 22, you are my sustainer. You are my sustainer, for which I can never be weary, but I can keep going on and 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 on with you. Lord, you are my sustainer. As I cast my burdens onto you, O Lord, let your glory be seen in my service. Let your glory be seen, Lord, even in my sustenance, Lord. Lord, in my service, in my unwavering service, staying constant, Lord, sustained and not weak in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Psalm 55, verse 22. Lord, we give you praise for this. We move to Psalm 18, verse 39. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. This is good news. Psalm 18, verse 39. Everyone who rises up against you, they'll be subdued. They'll be subdued. They'll be subdued. They'll be subdued. In the name of Jesus. Anyone who has beat their chest that they will never allow you to do the work of God, they are already subdued according to this scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who has decided that they would let you rot in poverty, they are subdued in the name of Jesus. Every scheme, every entity, every plot, every plan, it is brought under subjection. Amen. To Psalm 18, verse 39. Jesus. Father in heaven, get me with strength for every spiritual battle and assignment in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Subdue every opposition. Subdue every opposition. By God's word in Psalm 18, verse 39, sicknesses and diseases, family problems, nothing of that sort will rule or will reign over you. But you are bringing it into subjection right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Family calamities. Family disorganizations, family troubles, family crisis. It is brought under subjection now. job crisis brought under subjection now. Relationship problems brought under subjection now. To Psalm 18 verse 39. Nothing will interfere with your smooth, joyful, and glorious service. Nothing will interfere with your glorious dominion when it comes to God's work. In the mighty name of Jesus, no lack, no intimidation, no bad news. Nothing of that sort will interfere with your work. Makabaraba. Rebebe abaraba yando do 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 bo shebe debe yande. Rebebe akabaraba yande debe debe yande. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every entity that rises up against you to affect your strength in the law, it is brought under subjection right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Who also hath made us ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Ministers of the Spirit, not of the letter. Ministers who are alive in spirit, kindled in spirit, and not just following laws and written rules, but driven by the Holy Spirit. We are praying, Father in heaven, make me an able minister by your strength, not my abilities, in Jesus' name. Not in me trying to fulfill laws, but me living by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Driven by the Holy Spirit. Driven by the Holy Spirit. Spirit-driven ministers. To be a spirit-driven minister. Not trying to fulfill laws or trying to obey laws and regulations, but rather change from within, driven by the Holy Spirit. A spirit-driven minister, Lord, I desire, according to your word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, to be a minister driven by the Spirit, a minister who lives by the Spirit, a minister driven by the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, empowered by the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, living by the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not my abilities, not struggling with my abilities, but Lord, being driven by the Spirit. As your word said that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast and to pray. Lord, as your word says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. To be led by the Spirit, Lord, driven by the Spirit and not by my human abilities. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. From today, you will be driven by the Holy Spirit, not your musical ability. Not because you are available. On Sundays, you have nothing doing. So you go because you are available. You go for meeting because you are available. You have nothing doing on Sunday. So you just use meetings to occupy yourself. From today, no more. You shall be driven by the Spirit. Like Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to pray. You'll be driven, your prayer life driven by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. All your decisions is driven by the Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing any longer common, but Spirit driven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, this is the opportunity to do so. Thank God you are alive today and you are not yet dead. You have this opportunity to commit your life to Jesus, that even after death you have access to eternal eternal life. And so please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner, and I thank you for today giving me this opportunity. I surrender my life fully to you. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and cause me to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as you sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests that you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will and time. We want to lift our voice and sing this song.
Yeah, no
request and turn to testimonies according to his will and praise him. In the name of Jesus, Akorama Shaliande Beyande, a rebellion and Moshatai and Dalaba, Ayandin and Emeyanda Leboshatai, Ragada da Bushagada da Bayanda Laba, Mikriana Mashatil Yanda da Daba, Ayandin and Eboshagada Badaba, Mikriya Bashatai and Dalaba, Ayandin and Emeya Bashagada Ba. In Jesus' name.
Give your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email
info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.